Everybody claims that they want the best things out of life. But not everyone, not everyone wanna go through the toils and strife. Like this particular fella walks around all day long singing, shine.
All right, Harry Hippie. We're playing that because the great Bobby Womack passed away this weekend at only the age 70. He was one of the really the most amazing people up there with Marvin Gaye and the rest. He wasn't just a singer. He composed some of the greatest songs in all of soul. He was also a musician, played backup guitar with Sly and the Family Stone, Aretha Franklin, and many more. He was just a powerful figure of music to the day he passed, and he left us here just at the age 70. We'll be playing a lot of his music over the course of the next couple of hours to remember the great Bobby Womack, who left us. We don't know why he passed at 70, but we know we lost a giant of the music of soul and power. But that is one sad note for this day in history. The other parts of this day in history are interesting. This is the day in 1839 that Sinké took over the Amistad on this day, and we know that tale all too well from the movies and our history books. This is a very funny day in some ways. This is the Oxford evolution debate that took place at Oxford University back in 1860 over Charles Darwin's Origin of the Species. The man who was a force in fighting for the abolition of slavery was also opposed to Darwin. And Samuel Wilberforce on that day looked over at Darwin during the debate and asked Huxley, who supported Darwin, if it were his grandfather or grandmother that he claimed his descent from a monkey. That was on this day in 1860. This is also the day in 1865 that the eight conspirators were found guilty of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And this is a day to remember, 1906. This shows you the power of what media can really do. There was an author in America who we've talked about him on the air before in his biography, Sinclair Lewis. Sinclair Lewis wrote the book The Jungle, which exposed the dangerous conditions inside of the meat slaughter industry and meatpacking plants in America. And that led to the passing of the Pure Food and Drug and Meat Inspections Act by the United States Congress on this day in 1906, signed by Teddy Roosevelt, who was moved into action by what Sinclair Lewis did. So it shows the power of media can do when it sets its mind on change in this country. And we'll hear more of this of her songs during the course of this day, especially from her great Waldorf Astoria album. This is the birthday of the incomparable Lena Horne, born on this day in 1917. She spoke in Washington, D.C. at the March on Washington in 1963. She was just a major civil rights worker as well and an amazing human being who never wanted to be interviewed at the end. Said, no, just leave me alone. I've done my thing and I don't talk anymore. But this is the birthday of the great Lena Horne. This is the day that Haile Selassie stood before the League of Nations in 1936 to say, have sanctions against Italy, stand up with us as we fight our guerrilla war against the Italians who have taken over Ethiopia. And on this day in 1936, on the same day in 1936, this is when Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell was published. This is also the day we'll be talking about the Supreme Court during the course of this conversation today in this next hour. This is the day in 1958 that the Supreme Court decided the NAACP versus Alabama. Alabama was trying to force the NAACP to give it its membership lists. And, of course, that would be given over to the White Citizens' Councils and the assassins and the terrorists who preyed on African-Americans, especially civil rights fighters, throughout the South. They lost that case, and they did not have to give up their membership list on this day in 1958. We can see what Supreme Courts can and cannot do. On this day, this is the day that the United States named its first black astronaut, Major Robert H. Lawrence, Jr. This was a day in 1971 that Ohio lowered the voting age to 18. Now, that came on the heels of the Vietnam War. Our struggle back then was, if we can pick up a gun and fight in the mud of Vietnam, then we can come back and vote in this country at the age of 18. This is a day in 1982 that the Equal Rights Amendment, guaranteeing rights for all women in this country, equality of rights under law, should not be denied or abridged by the United States Constitution or any state on account of sex. That was defeated on this day, but its day may still yet come. So that is this day in history, and we will come back to a lot more on this day in history if you just go to steinershow.org, to our website where it all will live. And right now we take a brief break, come back,